Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, I am too, at Jim Blasingame. Ray Keating is with us. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to check that out and see what they've got going on over there. Ray, as we went to the break, we were talking about the Fed and the money supply and all that kind of stuff. As you were talking about the availability, all the extra cash that's out there and all these low rates, and I'm thinking, it reminded me, do you remember when you were a little kid, you remember standing outside of a bakery and you could smell the donuts?
Oh,
and,
sure.
And they were all on the other side of this glass, and you knew you could eat like 20 of them if you could just get to them, but you didn't have any money in your pocket. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
And so now I'm thinking a small business owner is looking at this bank. We know they're flush with cash. We know it's as cheap as it'll ever be in our lifetime, but yet we can't get to it. We can't get at it. And I feel like that, like when I was a kid outside the bakery. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think there are a couple things working here, and it's important to keep in mind. I mean, number one is there are some small, mid-sized, large businesses that can, you know, get access to credit right now. But there are a lot that cannot. And then the question becomes, well, why? And I think there are a few things at work here. I mean, number one is you still have to realize that there's a great deal of uncertainty and risk in the economy in general. Even though we've seen now two quarters of positive economic growth, and I'm guessing we'll see when the numbers come out late this week, we'll see three straight quarters.
Mm-hmm.
But people aren't feeling very secure about that at any level. So I think there's great uncertainty, and then just add in the complete mess that Washington is making of
policy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think...
Which is scaring the heck out of everybody.
Scaring the heck out of it. That's exactly right.
Not only what they're actually proposing, but the way they behave and the way they're acting convinces us that they don't know what they're doing.
Right. You're right. They're scaring people on two levels. Number one, these are bad ideas. And number two,
their behavior and their ideas together.
Right. We don't get a feeling here that you really have a clue as to what you're doing. And you're absolutely right. So that is creating uncertainty on both sides. So you've got a situation where probably you've got a lot of small business owners that, you know, smell those donuts, Jim. They have some ideas, but quite frankly, they're sitting tight. They're saying, I'm not going to do anything until I'm sure what's going on here.
That's what bankers are telling me. Bankers are telling me that you know what, I'd be glad to loan money to the right company, but those guys aren't asking me for loans.
That's exactly right. And then you got the other side where you have some desperate, you know, in this situation, some desperate business owners that need the credit just to stay alive. And then the banks are saying, well, you know what? If that's why you need the money,
right,
I'm not probably going to lend it to
you. Right. That's the old story of when I don't need money, that's when the bank wants to loan it to me.
That's exactly right. So, you know, that's a tough, you know, that's a very tough equation to sort through right now. And then, as I said, not only are is the administration and Congress creating uncertainty, but, you know, going back to the Fed and monetary policy, when you look at this overhang, this issue of what's going on in the money supply, people have to wonder, okay, when things start picking up here, is it all just going to funnel very quickly into inflation and just create even
right.
worse situations?
You know, Ray, the thing that I'm thinking about the last 3 years or so is how bad our institutions have become, what bad shape they've become. We've lost some institutions. Others have been taken over by the government. Others are government institutions that have become more bloated and have more power than they did before. And those institutions, those are very becoming, they're very dysfunctional. We've seen what's happened on Wall Street. Wall Street is to a large degree still fairly dysfunctional. But as an institution, Main Street is not dysfunctional. Main Street is still pretty well intact, but we're having to deal with these other institutions that don't have their stuff together. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. It was interesting. I saw a Pew, I believe it was a Pew Research poll that came out over the last week or two. And it was, you know, who do you, basically the American people, who do you rate high and who do you rate low as institutions or groups? Well, guess who was at the very top of the positive?
Who?
Small business.
Yeah, of course.
Number one over, you know, over clergy, whoever you want else you want to pick.
Yeah.
Small business is number
yeah.
one. Down at the bottom was a combination of government and big banks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I'm not going to come here and kick around big banks, quite frankly, because I think the politicians are doing that just to score political points.
Yeah.
Right? A business is a business, and if you're going to stick with free market principles, I'm with you. I'm not going to justify any kind of bailouts and all that type of stuff. That's the bad
right.
news on this front. And that's, you know, talking about additional money. So yes, it's small business, and we're having to deal with the rest of the stuff that's going on.
And nobody in Washington, there's a lot of lip service about small business, but nobody in Washington, and I'm blaming the president for this, and I've said to him on this show many times, I know he listens every day, I said, Mr. President, you've got to try to understand, try to somehow incorporate into your thinking the way Main Street works. If you could appeal to the better angels of Main Street, if you could get them, try to help us have a little more confidence in ourselves and in the marketplace itself, we could solve many of your problems and solve this deficit situation just through productivity. What do you think, Ray?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think I think the congressional leaders right now, the Obama White House, I think they believe that they can do that with rhetoric, that they don't.
Yeah,
have
just
to do it
just give, throwing platitudes out at us.
Right, and that's the problem. Obviously,
I mean,
they throw the platitudes out. Yeah, we love small business sale. Nice. They give little window dressing things like the tax credit and the health.
But see,
bill.
We see through all that.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's what, and because we see through that. It back to what we said earlier, it frightens us because they don't understand what we're doing, and yet they're running the country. And that's very frightening to a lot of folks. Tintail, right back with Ray Keating. SBECouncil.org is the website. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Ray Keating is our guest, Chief Economist for the SBE Council, sbecouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, you've got a new report that you put together that's out right now, don't you?
Yep, you can go to sbecouncil.org, and you'll see the icon on the right. It's our Business Tax Index for 2010, and it's just released yesterday, and it looks at 16 different tax measures in the states and ranks the states accordingly. And, you know, you look at personal income tax rates, capital gains, corporate income taxes, property taxes. So we've got all the states ranked, and go in there and find out where your state is ranked, and then hopefully get on the phone with your state and local representatives and find out why you're ranked so poorly, perhaps.
Are you overlaying those tax scenarios with the economic vitality of the states?
No, we have done that in the past. I don't do it.
I thought you had done that before.
Yeah, we with our broader Small Business Survival Index.
Yeah.
What generally?
That's
lines
where I've
up,
seen that.
Yeah, what generally lines up is where are people go. I like to look at where are people going, where are they, you know, voting with their feet, if you will. And the states that rank in the upper half see a tremendous gain in population, and the states that rank in the lower half.
Lower half, upper half meaning not taxed so much. Lower half meaning highly taxed.
Right, and the lower half lose people.
So California's losing people, New York's losing people.
Right. And if you look at our
because they're in the lower part.
Right, exactly. So the right. business tax, you know, just to give you a quick idea, the bottom five on our business tax index that just came out, the District of Columbia, we include to make everybody else feel better that they're not last. And then we have New Jersey is 50, Minnesota 49, California 48, New York 47, Maine is 46. That's getting
down
at the bottom. And then up top, South Dakota's number one. Then you have Texas, Nevada, Wyoming, and the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida comes in number six, Alabama number seven. So those states are looking very good in terms of their tax climate.
And so, folks, if you're looking for a place to start a small business, go to the top of the list.
That's exactly. I mean, obviously, so many factors come into business decision making. But what we're trying to get at is, you know, with this index is. Is the tax system in the state a plus or a minus in that decision-making process?
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of the future of healthcare, is that going to, you know, is this going to wind up being a federal issue with healthcare in terms of healthcare taxes, or are the states going to be a variable?
Well,
I've been hearing some things like the states may apply the national healthcare law in different ways. Is that true?
Well, I think one of the things about Obamacare is that there are so many wild cards in this thing about what government can and cannot do. I think the key issue right now that's clear on the state front is that the states are going to wind up seeing an increase in their costs as well in terms of the Medicaid angle.
Right.
The SCHIP. So that's going to funnel into the state tax system. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to raise taxes at the not only at the federal level, but you're going to see an increase in taxes at the state level.
Well, because they needed to push some of those, in order to get some of these people off insured, they needed to push them into the Medicaid SCHIP direction, didn't they?
Absolutely.
The federal
yep.
government.
Yep, that's exactly
to help pay for that, which is going to fall on the states. I mean, they
now,
went
starting
into...
Starting out, the feds will say, no, we're going to pick up a certain, you know, share.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the state share is going to, the state bill is going to rise, no doubt about it, one way or another.
And when that happens, that means that money's got to come from somewhere.
Yep, absolutely.
And this is an example of the Obamacare, the folks who crafted Obamacare, literally looking in every nook and cranny to find or to make a way to help make this number come in under $1 trillion in costs.
Oh, absolutely. You look at every nook and cranny and pull off every every bit of the shell game that they possibly
including can. Including basically taking over and putting and ending the student loan industry.
A lot of people didn't realize that.
They don't realize that Obamacare literally ended a private industry of loans to students.
And the other thing to keep in mind here, though, the glaring thing, obviously, that, you know, it's been talked about, are the so-called savings in Medicare. Let's be perfectly clear that
yeah.
you know, that is a huge chunk of
right.
what they're doing, trying to say that Obamacare is going to balance out. And it's just not going to happen.
Savings means cutting benefits, and we know that no politician's got the guts to do that. Hey, Ray, give us that website one more time.
SBECouncil.org.
Thank you for being here today. Good job today, as
right,
always.
Have fun, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world, especially in Iraq, especially in Afghanistan. God bless you. God be with you. We are proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.